It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Prisoners with serious mental illnesses being locked in cells for up to 23 hours a day for months or years at a time, denied basic necessities, and subjected to excessive use of force. This is what federal investigators found regarding civil rights violations of Pennsylvania prisoners with mental health issues at the state correctional institution Crescent. Now, the U.S. Justice Department says it will investigate Pennsylvania prisons statewide. On today's show, we're looking at the treatment of inmates with mental health issues in the wake of these sobering findings with Vic Volchek, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania. He joins us in Studio A. Vic Volchek, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Good to be here.
Also joining us is Karen Langley of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Harrisburg Bureau, who has written about the Justice Department's findings. She joins us by phone from Harrisburg. Karen Langley, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks.
And if you have a comment or question for our guests, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is essspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at essspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Once again, the number 412-246-2002. Now, we invited officials from the State Department of Corrections to join us on this program. We received this statement from Susan McNaughton, press secretary of the Department of Corrections. Quote, Governor Corbett has done more than any administration to reduce overall prison population through the governor's corrections reform to include the number of mentally ill offenders who need to come to the DOC. The governor has been a strong advocate of specialty courts, which are effective in diverting mentally ill offenders out of the criminal justice system. Secretary Wetzel has been a vocal advocate for improving services for mentally ill offenders, as well as keeping mentally ill offenders healthy in the community. The governor has reoriented our correction system to one that measures and expects outcomes. We are confident that as our mental health system reengineering continues to take hold, we will get better outcomes. Bottom line, we are improving our mental health system, but we still have work to do, end quote. And that statement again coming from Susan McNaughton, press secretary at the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections. Karen Langley, let's begin with you. It sounds like this started with some disturbing findings from a federal investigation of the state correctional institution, Crescent. What led to this investigation in the first place? What was happening there?
Well, the Department of Justice said back in December of 2011 that it was going to investigate how Crescent confined prisoners to focus on whether the prison kept inmates who have serious mental illness in isolation for an unnecessarily long period of time, whether it failed to prevent suicide, and whether it neglected to provide adequate mental health treatment. So back at that time, they said that they were going to look into these issues. They went ahead and in March visited the facility and talked with staff there, with prisoners, observed prisoners, pulled records. And over the course of that investigation, they also turned their focus to the issues like the use of force on prisoners who have mental illness and also how isolation is used on prisoners with intellectual disabilities.
How do the wheels of justice start to turn in a situation like this? How does the federal government become aware of a situation like this? There are thousands of prisons all over the state. Who tipped them off, and how did this get going?
You know, I do not know specifically the answer to that question.
Something tells me Vic Volchek has an answer to that. Vic Volchek of the ACLU of Pennsylvania, who tipped off the federal government?
Oh, I have no idea, Paul. We did we did have some discussions.
You're being facetious.
No, I we had discussions with them. Whether they talked to other folks, I don't know. I think part of it started with the investigation of the sexual abuse at SCI Pittsburgh. Remember that?
Right.
We've seen the recent prosecutions going on. And I think they were concerned about some of the treatment of the severely mentally ill prisoners there. And Crescent had a large unit, and we may have had a little something to do with that as well.
At the very least, it sounds like. So now what is happening as a result? Karen, you have reported that all state prisons are being investigated. So we're talking about every single last prison in Pennsylvania?
So,
or at least the ones that house mentally ill prisoners, or those who have been deemed or categorized as mentally ill?
So the Department of Justice did say Friday that its findings at Crescent, which we should point out, is in the process of closing. It's one of two state prisons that are going to be completely closed by June 30th, and the last inmate actually left Crescent earlier in May. But the Department of Justice said that nonetheless, what it found at Crescent was concerning enough that it feels that it needs to now investigate how the state confines prisoners with mental illness statewide. And so they are now looking at the entire Pennsylvania Department of Corrections system. They said, however, that they're not planning on actually visiting each state prison and performing the same kind of investigation that they did at Crescent. Rather, they're hoping to work with the prison administrators, the Department of Corrections officials, who they also said were cooperative throughout the process and to get their information that way.
Was Crescent scheduled to be closed before this investigation came about?
The administration announced in January that it was going to be closing Crescent, along with SCI Greensburg in Hempfield, to replace those prisons with a new facility that's opening up in Centre County. They described that as a decision about cost and efficiency, and saying that it would be less costly and safer to house the prisoners in this new facility. I mean, of course, January is after the announcement in December 2011 that there was this investigation going on.
So certainly the timing is curious here. And Vic Volchek, is this about, as far as you know, is this about cost and efficiency?
You know, we don't know, but the ACLU and the Disability Rights Network, Institutional Law Project, and a number of law firms filed what is the equivalent of a class action lawsuit against the Department of Corrections in March, and essentially making the same allegations that the Department of Justice released last week. Our investigation, which has largely been led by the Disability Rights Network, has been ongoing for several years. We actually have been meeting with the Department of Corrections for a couple of years trying to negotiate reforms. When that was unsuccessful, we were forced to file a lawsuit in March, and I'm happy to unpack that a little bit. But what you're seeing here is the Department of Justice essentially confirming the allegations that we made in the lawsuit filed in March.
And how were prisoners' civil rights being violated here?
It's what we're talking about is the severely mentally ill. There are about 11,000 of them in the state system, or about 20 to 22% of the prisoners. So this is not just a little mental illness. This is severe stuff. And the allegations are that the prison essentially takes a large percentage of these individuals, and when they act out, right, when you have mental illness, you're more likely to act out. I mean, this involves things like spreading feces on themselves, masturbating in front of corrections officers, using profanity. I mean, it's things that happen when you have profound mental illness, and they have disciplinary proceedings against them, and they do not take into account that what the prisoners are doing is caused by this mental illness. They then put them in what's called restrictive housing units, where they are essentially confined for 23 hours a day, every day, except on weekends and holidays and any day that prison officials feel like it. You're confined 24 hours a day. It's typically solitary confinement. In some cases, they double cell, so you could be in with another psychotic prisoner. There is no consideration given to the mental health effects of being put in that kind of situation. There is virtually no mental health services provided. There's no access to programming. It also means that these prisoners do not have the possibility of getting access to various sex offender, drug and alcohol, and other programs that they would need to get out early on parole. And then when they have more problems because of the isolation and act out again, it just leads to this kind of vicious cycle of punishment, isolation, no mental health treatment, acting out, more punishment. And there are prisoners who have literally been in this situation for years at a time. And it's really cruel and unusual punishment to take somebody with a severe mental illness and put them in this kind of situation.
Karen, there was one instance that you outlined in your piece. Three members of the prison psychology staff told the Justice Department they witnessed a senior staff member telling prisoners with intellectual disabilities to do some really unusual things if they wanted to improve their living conditions. Can you go into some of the details of that?
Sure. And and into this letter of findings from the Justice Department did give a number of different examples of what they were talking about. But in this particular one, they explained that three members of the prison psychology staff had told the inspectors that they had witnessed a senior staff member telling prisoners who have intellectual disabilities that if they wanted to improve their living conditions and to receive additional mental health treatment, that they needed to sing the song, "I'm a Little Teapot." And in the report, it stated that when the inspectors asked one of the alleged victims about that, the victim looked embarrassed and sad and said, I just couldn't remember the song.
So a lawsuit is being filed, and Vic, this lawsuit is being filed against, or at least John Wetzel, the head of the State Department of Corrections, is an individual who's being named in this lawsuit. What part is the ACLU playing in this, and what are you seeking here?
We are co-counsel in the case with the other groups I mentioned, Disability Rights Network, Institutional Law Project, and we've got some big law firms involved in this. The lawsuit was filed in March, and what we are seeking is really an overhaul of the entire system. What they need to do is provide better mental health services for individuals. They need to take prisoners' mental health status into account if they're thinking of putting them in some kind of isolation. And if it's contraindicated for psychiatric reasons, then don't stick them in that kind of restrictive housing unit. And they really need to develop and create more bed space for severely mentally ill prisoners. They have about 120 beds statewide. They only use about 60 of those at any one time. But our experts tell us that it's got to be several times that amount given the prison population and given the percentage of severely mentally ill prisoners that they have in the system.
And do they have – I mean, are there enough mental health – qualified mental health professionals to evaluate these prisoners and to determine and advise the staff members, the people who are guarding these prisoners, the employees at the prisons? Are there enough people to advise them how to properly proceed, how to properly treat the members of the prison population who have severe mental illnesses.
Yeah, I want to be careful in answering that because we do not have all of the information at this point that we need to assess the system. I think the answer is probably not, but we do know that one of the problems we've seen, and we've looked at close to a dozen institutions, not just Crescent, what we found is that there is a real problem with the custody, which is the security side, taking any kind of input from the mental health folks. So there are situations. I mean, there's a number of examples we've given in our lawsuit where the mental health folks have had input and said, look, you know, this is not a good place to be keeping them. They need to be having certain kind of services. The security side ignores that, and then the individual either commits suicides or attempts to commit suicide. And there's all sorts of documentation we have when we've had psychiatrists go into the facilities have been able to talk about the serious deterioration in mental health among these individuals. And this is a public health issue. It's a public health issue and it's a money issue. You've got folks who are in there who need help. By not getting the help, they are forced to spend more time in prison. And eventually, most of these folks are going to get out. And when they get out, not only are they have not been helped, but they're really in worse shape than they were in when they were locked up. And once they get back out on the street, they're more likely to reoffend. So it really is in everybody's best interest to try to fix this system and provide the appropriate level of care.
We're talking about some disturbing findings from a federal investigation into treatment of mentally ill prisoners at a facility, the State Correctional Institution Crescent in Pennsylvania, which is now leading to an investigation by the Department of Justice of all prisons in Pennsylvania. There are more questions to answer here, and we'll also take your calls at 412-246-2002. We're talking about this issue with Vic Volchak, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania, with us here in studio, and also Pittsburgh Post-Gazette Harrisburg Bureau reporter Karen Langley, who is with us by phone from the Capitol. And we will continue our conversation. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about the revelations of an investigation into a facility in Pennsylvania, the State Correctional Institution Crescent, where prisoners with mental health issues have been treated in a way that, according to the ACLU, violates their civil rights. A lawsuit is going forward, and a Department of Justice investigation is also going to take place in Pennsylvania. They will look at all prisons in Pennsylvania to determine if similar abuses are taking place at other state facilities. With us having this discussion in studio is Vic Volchak, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania, and also joining the conversation by phone from Harrisburg is Karen Langley of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Harrisburg Bureau, who has been reporting on this issue. And I would also like to reiterate that we extended an invitation to officials from the State Department of Corrections to join us on this program. A statement was issued by Susan McNaughton, press secretary of the Department of Corrections, in which they stated again, quote, I'll read a shorter version of their statement, that Governor Corbett has done more than any administration to reduce overall prison population through the governor's correction reform to include the number of mentally ill offenders who need to come to the Department of Corrections. Vic Volchak, who is at fault here? And the state is saying that we've taken strides. We're doing everything we can to make things better.
Yeah, there's a legal term that comes to mind when I heard that statement, some of you may have heard it. It's ridiculous. Obviously, this is not a problem that was created by the Corbett administration. It's something that they inherited. But there has not been sort of significant movement to fix the problem. You know, if you're advocating for more mental health courts, that doesn't in any way relate to what you're doing to address the problem inside the system. What I will say, though, in fairness to the Department of Corrections, that since we filed our lawsuit, there has been, from their lawyers, an acknowledgement acknowledgement that things could be better. There has been a willingness to sit down and discuss possible reforms. In fact, we just filed a motion with the federal judge in Harrisburg asking him to suspend all of the early trial deadlines so that the parties can engage in discussions for about 90 days. So obviously can't get into any of the details of those discussions, but the DOC has shown a willingness to at least talk about the problems, and hopefully that'll lead to some progress.
Karen Langley, you heard the statement from the State Department of Corrections. What else have you been hearing from people in Harrisburg about this? For example, legislators who are looking at a number of issues right now, including transportation funding, which I'm hearing may come to the floor as early as tomorrow. And there's the looming deadline of the state budget as well. But in light of what you have reported on and this Department of Justice investigation, a federal investigation, what is the buzz in Harrisburg about this?
So this is, even though all the legislators are in town now for the next month with the state budget deadline coming on June 30th, with that comes the fact that all of the – many of the big legislative priorities are all getting focused on right now. And so in a way, this could be a particularly tough time for a different topic to break through and become a priority to people. And we had votes in committee yesterday on the House budget proposal. The transportation infrastructure funding plan is supposed to be up for amendments in the Senate this afternoon. And so there are a lot of different priorities that people have been working on throughout the year that are kind of coming to a focus right now. There was, even before this report came out on Friday, a meeting scheduled for Wednesday morning about the topic of mental health and then the correction system. And so that's something that is going to be discussed. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, which is the committee that has oversight over this, told one of my colleagues on Friday that he had not yet been informed that the Justice Department was going to be broadening its investigation, and that he certainly wanted to seek some more information about from the administration about that and about why he hadn't heard that. I do want to point out also, as far as the Department of Corrections response goes in what it's doing with this issue, that when I spoke with Sue McNaughton on Friday after this report came out, she told me about a couple different things that the department is doing. She said that last fall the department began to train all of its staff members with a crisis intervention program of a 40-hour training that's on how to deal with prisoners who have mental illness. She said the agency is also in the final stages of writing a new mental health policy that's supposed to improve how it identifies mental illness when prisoners are first entering the system so they can be monitored. And she also said finally that a request for proposals for people providing mental health services, contractors to the state, if you will, is going to include incentives for vendors to have better outcomes, which is, you know, in things like how prisoners are taking their medication and the rate in which they're recommitted to mental health units. So those are some of the things that they described to me that they are trying to do to improve their mental health care.
And on the subject of medication and for these prisoners, we have a caller on the line who has a question in that regard. 412-246-2002 is our number, by the way. Kathy from Butler has been waiting patiently. Kathy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You're on with Vic Volchek and Karen Langley. Kathy, are you there? And apparently we have lost Kathy from Butler. Kathy had a question about, Karen may have addressed this about whether the prisoners are being able to have their medication properly administered. Apparently the state is doing what it can going forward to reassess this and look at perhaps how things can be dealt with more effectively. Vic Volchek, you know, as you look at this situation, what are the challenges that the Department of Correction faces?
They really do not have sufficient bed space and units designed for the severely mentally ill. A lot of these folks need fairly substantial services. They need separate units. They just, because of their illness, they cannot be in general population. They will act out. They need you know, professional services, and the department simply does not have the kind of capacity for those units, those specialized kinds of units. So that's something that they're going to need to develop. The whole issue of taking these folks who are just barely able to function or not able to function and sticking them in restrictive housing. And you got to understand, these folks, they have no contact with other individuals. They're in their cells 23, if not 24 hours a day. They eat in their cells. There's a little tiny slit. There's no fresh air. There's rarely any kind of sunshine. If they go out and get recreation, it's in a cage. A lot of these folks will not come out even for recreation or to get showers because they're depressed, because of their other mental health problems that they have. And what it ends up being is really just warehousing these people and giving them no appropriate kinds of services. So now you've got to take all of those individuals, and at any one time there's about 800 of them on these restrictive housing units who have a severe mental illness, and find much more appropriate housing for them, and at the same time provide a much higher level of psychiatric and mental health care.
What do you expect that this investigation is going to uncover?
I suspect that the investigation is going to uncover more of what they found at Crescent, which is precisely what we have uncovered. We, the ACLU, Disability Rights Network, Institutional Law Project, have uncovered in the investigation we've been doing over the last 2 or 3 years. The Disability Rights Network has, by Pennsylvania statute, access to these prisoners. They have been going into the various prisons, SCI Green, Fayette, Pittsburgh, Rockview, Crescent, you name it, including with psychiatrists, our own independent psychiatrists who've been looking at the services, who have talked to the prisoners. And so the allegations that we have made are based on this investigation, an investigation during which we had access to the prisoners and access to the services that are provided by DOC.
And how can the problem be fixed?
It's a big task, but it can be fixed. There are similar lawsuits that have been filed over the last half dozen years against Massachusetts, New York. There's one ongoing by the ACLU in Indiana right now. And there is not a one-size-fits-all solution for every kind of system, but there is a solution. It's going to involve a higher level of care, and it's going to mean that you can't just warehouse people in restrictive housing units.
We've been talking about the situation that has been reported on at the facility, State Correctional Institution Crescent, which has led to a U.S. Justice Department investigation forthcoming of all Pennsylvania prisons statewide. And we've been talking with Vic Volchek, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Pennsylvania, which is bringing a lawsuit forward on behalf of these prisoners, which it says have had their civil rights violated. And also Karen Langley of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Harrisburg Bureau, who has written about the Justice Department's findings. Thank you both for being with us to talk about this issue today on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.